Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. Reaction to Israel's war against Gaza galvanized students at colleges across the country on Friday. In New York, thousands of students and faculty walked out of classes to rally in support of 108 students arrested last week. On Monday night, at least 120 New York University students and faculty were arrested at a plaza in front of the Stern School of Business near Washington Square Park, as NYPD officers in riot helmets ripped down a sea of tents at a protest encampment calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and closure of an NYU annex in Tel Aviv. WBAI was there. Police moved in, arresting each participant accompanied by an assigned officer to witness the complaint, as a large group participated in a Muslim prayer.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Dozens of protesters held hands to protect the encampment as police began their arrests.
This is the New York City Police Department. You have been warned by New York University to leave the area. Please leave the plaza now or you will be arrested for trespass. This is the New York City Police Department.
Most were released with summonses for trespass. More on the story later. At the United Nations, more fallout from the release of a report by a UN watchdog claiming Israel is yet to provide evidence of Hamas infiltration of the UN agency that helps Palestinians, known as UNRWA. UNRWA's Philippe Lazzarini says the attacks are politically motivated.
The attack on UNRWA are not necessarily motivated because of neutrality issues, but are primarily motivated by the objective to strip the Palestinian from the refugee status. And this is the reason why there are pushes today for UNRWA not to be present anymore in Gaza, but it's not only Gaza. We are also under a number of pressure when it comes to Jerusalem and the West Bank.
The report generally praised UNRWA for staying neutral in a difficult situation and made reform recommendations.
We welcome the report, we welcome the recommendation, and we are committed to implement this recommendation. You have seen in the report also that the agency in reality has already a number of systems to deal with neutrality issues.
Lazzarini added there's an increase in aid trucks into Gaza, but it's still not enough to feed the refugees. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders blasted the $95 billion supplemental bills passed over the weekend arming Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. He said Israel doesn't deserve the money.
In Netanyahu's unprecedented and savage military campaign against the Palestinian people, do we want to continue providing the weapons and the military aid that is causing this massive destruction?
At Columbia University, the faculty voted to support the students, and many joined protesters over the weekend as they continued an encampment. Professor David Lori read the faculty statement.
We condemn, in the strongest possible terms, the administration's suspension of students engaged in peaceful protests and their arrest by the New York City Police Department. These acts violate the letter and spirit of the university statutes, shared governance, students' rights, and the university's absolute obligation to defend students' freedom of speech and ensure their safety.
Former President Trump, in the sixth day of a felony trial in Manhattan, said the cops guarding him in court are better used at Columbia.
When you have very radical people wanting to rip the colleges down, the universities down, and that's a shame. But it all starts with Joe Biden.
In local news, Mayor Eric Adams was enraged at the campus protests during a news conference at City Hall on Tuesday. The mayor denounced the protesters as outside agitators and promised to use NYPD intelligence to target leaders.
We have identified individuals who don't attend the schools who are on the campuses. And that is part of, we're doing a meeting today with all of our college leaders who would like to participate and give them some best practices and coordination to help them. We should address this while it is just a spark. Let's not wait until it's a blazing fire.
The threat comes after the passage over the weekend of a bill called FISA, giving cops broader powers to spy on Americans. Paul DiRienzo, New York.